Through the centuries, we've always remembered Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the wise men, and the innkeeper, and even King Herod. But nobody ever asked Joseph what he thought, until Pastor Ralph Wilson of California discovered this long-lost letter from Joseph, writing home to his mother from Bethlehem.
Dear Mum, well, we're still in Bethlehem, all three of us, Mary and I, and little Jesus. Oh, Mum, there were lots of things I couldn't talk to you about until now. You wouldn't have believed me, but I can tell you now, and maybe you'll understand. Mum, you know, I've always loved Mary. You and Dad used to tease me about her when she was still a girl. She used to play on our street and our families got together for supper. But you remember what happened when she turned 15? We were betrothed, and we'd signed the marriage agreement. But Mary had gone to visit her old cousin Elizabeth in Judea. She was gone 3 whole months, and when she got back, people started talking. Eventually, I confronted her with the gossip. Mary, are you going to have a baby? She nodded. I didn't know what to say. Who? Because, Mum, Mary and I have never acted improperly, even after we were betrothed. Mary didn't look at me. Joseph, she said, I can't explain. You couldn't understand, but I want you to know I've never cared for anyone but you. She got up, gently took my hands in hers, and kissed them, as if she would never see me again, and went home. She must have been dying inside. I know I was. The rest of the day I just stumbled through my work. It's a wonder I didn't hurt myself in the woodshop. I was making a door frame, and I was so angry, I just pounded it. My thoughts whirled so fast. The marriage contract, the writings of betrothal, had been drawn up, and they could only be broken by divorce. That was it. I decided on a quiet divorce. I loved her too much to make a public scene. Mum, I couldn't talk to you. I couldn't talk to anybody. I went to bed early and I tried to sleep, but her words kept coming back. I've never cared for anyone but you. I've never cared for anyone but you. Oh, I wished I could believe her. I finally fell asleep and, Mum, I had a dream from God. An angel of the Lord came to me. I can still hear his words now. Joseph, son of David, he thundered, do not fear to take Mary on as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. I couldn't believe my ears, Mum. The angel said, she will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he'll save his people from their sins. Then he gripped my shoulders. He had huge hands. His eyes looked deep within my soul. Then, as he turned to go, I think I saw him smile. I sat bolt upright. Well, I couldn't get back to sleep. I went over his words in my mind. Then I got up and dressed quietly so I wouldn't wake you. I must have walked for miles that night. I saw the stars prick the blackness like tiny pinpoints. A warm breeze blew on my face. I sang to the Lord, Mum. Yes, me singing, if you can imagine that. I couldn't hold my joy inside. I told him that I would take Mary and care for her. I told him I would watch over her and the child, no matter what anyone said. I got back at sunrise. You were feeding the chickens and you were surprised to see me out, remember? I said, sit down. I've got something to tell you. I took your arm and helped you find a seat on the big rock. Mum, I said, I'm going to bring Mary home as my wife. Can you help make a place for her things? You were quiet for a few minutes. You know what they're saying, don't you, son? Yes, Mum, I know, I said. You got angry. If your father was still alive, he'd have something to say to you. Going on like that before you're married? You're a disgrace to the family. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Well, you wouldn't have believed me, would you? But I really shouldn't have started talking to you as the head of the house. I said, this is the right thing to do, and when she comes here, I don't want one word to her about it. She's your daughter-in-law. You'll respect her. Oh, Mum, you didn't deserve that. I'm not surprised you started to get in a huff. Mum, I said, I need you. You took my hand and got to your feet, but the fire was gone from your eyes. You can count on me, Joseph, you said. And we did. You were wonderful. What you don't know is what happened after I left you. I went up the road to Mary's house. Her mother glared at me. "It's Joseph," she said, almost spitting out my name. Mary was crying, her eyes were red and puffy. I can just imagine what her parents had said. We walked a few steps. She looked so young and afraid. "Pack your things, Mary," I said. "I'm taking you home to be my wife." "Joseph!" Usually a marriage happens a year or so after betrothal. She'd been expecting me to say there would be no marriage at all. She hugged me as tight as she could. Mum, I didn't realize she was so strong. I told her we would see the rabbi immediately. I reckon the sooner we got married, the better it would be for her, and me, and the baby. I said to her, "Even if our friends don't come, at least you and I can make our pledge before God. And I think my mum will be there, if not yours." I could feel her crying. "Mary," I said boldly, "no matter what anyone says about you, I'm proud you're going to be my wife. I'm going to take good care of you. I promise God that." She looked up. "I had a dream last night, Mary. I saw an angel." I know our child is a gift from God." And I told her all about the vision. I could see that Mary really knew I had been visited by an angel of the Lord. As I told her the story, she became radiant. And just then, her mother ran out into the yard. "Wait," she called. I realized she must have been listening from behind the door. Tears were streaming down her cheeks. "Wait," she said. "Wait while I get your father." She was almost running into the house to find him. We heard her shouting, "Father, father, come here quick. We're going to have a wedding." Well, that's how it was, Mum. Thanks for standing by us. I'll write again soon. Love, Joseph.